From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, September 6th. I'm Sarah Reif. Temperatures are falling in the inland areas, and leaves are starting to loosen their grip on the trees. But fire season is not over. Local fire-safe councils with neighborhood subgroups have sprung up to identify what needs to be done to cut down the fire danger, how to evacuate in case of emergency, and who needs the most help. Jean Wetzel Chin is chair of the Western Hills Fire Safe Council. Her home is at the end of a steep driveway within sight of the shaded fuel break. She talks about strategies, preparedness, and an upcoming opportunity to have a good time at Barra Winery in Redwood Valley.
Can you describe what you've been doing recently to prepare for the season that's upon us?
Yeah. Well, it started a year ago with the River and Ranch fires, which took out a lot of land to the east of Ukiah. And my nearest neighbor, John Rogers, and I looked at Google Maps, and we realized that there are a lot of trees and brush in the Western Hills. So we formed this Fire Safe Council, and within a month had members from all the different roads on the Western Hills and started holding meetings. Members would come and then they'd take the information home to their neighborhood groups. So everything from evacuation to evacuation tips to how to harden our homes against fire and create landscape defensibility for the first 100 feet. And as we look forward to this season and the potential shutdowns by PG&E, which have made people very concerned, we're looking at being proactive instead of being fear-based. And the way to be proactive is to be prepared. People really want as much information as they can get. It's wonderful that the city has provided these preparedness meetings, and Kevin Jennings, our fire chief, is willing to go to anyone's home to look at how they're doing, how their defensible space is, and we want to support our neighbors, and that is why we're having our fundraiser on the 29th at the end of the month on Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. because there are roads leading up the hills that have not been buzzed down to lower than 4 inches. And it's an older neighborhood with elderly, retired, disabled people, people on limited incomes, and we want to support them. So we're going to have the band, the Back Porch Project. They're like the hottest band in the area, and I'm not prejudiced. My daughter is the lead singer, but it's a really great band. And we'll have food provided by residents of the Western Hills. They're all going to bring their favorite side dishes. So we'll have some yummy foods and grilling chicken, and we'll have wine and beer and water. We'll also have a table that will have maps of the different fire safe councils around the county and in our Western Hills, our neighborhood groups, and an option for people to sign up if they're looking to join a fire safe council or what's available for them.
With a lot of the population being elderly and not able to do the work themselves, you'll have to hire some people to do it. But it also sounds like there's some imaginative ideas. Tell me about the goats.
Oh, right. Kevin Jennings has told us at our last Fire Safe Council meeting that it's acceptable to him if we have goats up in the Western Hills on people's properties for a limited time period so that they can help eat down the grasses. And I believe that there is a source provided for the goats. It's only temporary, but that's what we need them for.
And there are some preparations that people can make if there's just a red flag day. So tell me what you should do if you live in the Western Hills and you just hear a report that it sounds like the wind is going to be picking up that day.
And the wind often does pick up in the late afternoons. It's quite a concern for us in the Western Hills. When there is a red flag day, the first thing to do is to close the house down. If you have anything on your porches or decks that's open, for example, a really beautiful plant sitting outside your front door that has peat moss or something, bring it in. bring all of those things inside, keep it really simple. So if something came through, we wouldn't have to worry about embers. Embers are like dynamite.
So how many members do you think that you've gotten involved in this FireSafe Council since last year?
We have about 600 homes up here in the Western Hills. So we have a lot of homes, and some people don't go to their neighborhood meetings, but they do want to be kept informed. Others are more active. They're involved in going to their neighborhood subgroup meetings, and I'm getting a lot of help for the fundraiser, which is really a delight because it takes a community, it takes a village, and we're working together.
And lastly, how can people get more information if they would like to start a neighborhood subgroup of their own or join one or figure out the level of involvement that they're ready for?
They can give me a call. My phone number is 415-672-1580, or they can actually just Google the Mendocino County Fire Safe Council. It's got a really great website. It has links to the different fire safe councils all through Mendocino County.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.